Most people in San Antonio are miserably enduring this summer's latest heat wave. But for one family south of downtown, high temperatures mean big business. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick explains.
Ice does not run in the veins of the Mireles family, but it definitely runs in their blood. Jesse Mireles, co-owner and vice president of Mireles Party Ice, says the company got its start under his father Jesus as Mireles Party Kegs in 1974. Those kegs were often sold with ice. In 2001, they decided to make their own ice on a large scale, and Mireles Party Ice was born. Jesse says his parents and two sisters were the basis of the company at the start. He says his dad made him vice president of the company when he was still in high school. He says the company now has 50 employees and produces enough ice each day to fill the back of 6 18-wheelers. Bags of ice go out to homes and businesses.
We started out making 10 tons of ice a day, and you know, we were really excited. We had a real ice plant. You know, now we make 120 tons a day. So, you know, we've expanded quite a bit since those early days back in 2001.
The ice is formed as it freezes in a giant ice maker composed of a series of vertical tubes. A hot gas cycle is applied to the tubes, which allows the ice to slide down into a cutter, resulting in the 1-inch cubes we all need to survive this time of year. A conveyor then dumps the ice cubes into a bin that feeds a bagging machine. There, the ice is manually bagged and loaded into pallets for shipment. All of that equipment is working overtime. Mireles says July is the peak month for the ice-making industry. He says ice companies in different parts of the state help each other if demand exceeds supply and shortages occur. He says calls for help have come in recent days.
We're trucking some wholesale ice up to Dallas, going over to Carlsbad, New Mexico. We're sending a little bit down to Corpus Christi as well.
He says the company sent out another kind of help last August. Company ice trucks were rolled to Rockport after Hurricane Harvey hit.
These people were literally just walking around in the streets, no power, no help. But yeah, we were just, you know, driving around trying to deliver people a little bit of refreshment and relief.
On hot days like today, you might think all the jobs at Mireles Party Ice are literally cool. He says those inside the ice-making plant are, but some outside are not.
Everyone sees our ice guys and they say, oh man, that's a cool job. And, you know, they're outside on the back of a truck unloading 10-pound bags into a cooler.
And what happens when the summer ends and the weather cools? The company found a new way to use their ice. They throw snow parties. They feed bags of ice into a snow blower for holiday parties in homes and businesses. So maybe as you endure today's heat, think of that snow and stay cool. In San Antonio, I'm Brian Kirkpatrick.